Hi there. Welcome back to Lesson 2 of my free e-course, 4 Quick and Simple Ways to Change Your Life Now. I hope you've had a chance to spend some time with Lesson 1, Awareness, and have had a few aha moments or epiphanies about how you might like your life to be different. If you have a moment, I'd love to hear your thoughts, so please feel free to drop me an email at lisa@lisakpart.com, or of course you can always hit the Contact tab on my website. At lisakpart.com. Now we're going on to Lesson 2, which is all about acceptance. I'm going to start off with a couple of quotes. The first one is by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, and he says, "For after all, the best thing one can do when it is raining is to let it rain." And how about this one by Eric Young? "Take your life in your own hands, and what happens? A terrible thing. You have no one to blame." You may have trouble with this concept, acceptance. No one wants to accept things in their life they're unhappy with. Now let's get this straight. To accept things in your life doesn't mean those things have to stay that way. So just give up and make the best of it. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Acceptance is actually a starting point so that you can have those things be different and more to your liking. Yet right now, in this present moment, it is what it is, right? And the more you resist the things you don't want, the more power they seem to have in your life. To continue to fight against the circumstances in your life is to play the role of the victim. Life has done this to me. It's not fair. I hate my life. This doesn't feel very empowering now, does it? Believe it or not, the imperfections and failures in life are good. They provide us with contrast to learn what we do want. Instead of wallowing in the negative emotions of how terrible it all is, use the information to launch yourself into what would feel more joyful. Examine each of the things in your life that you dislike or are unhappy about. You'll find clues about how to make things different. Here's an example. Let's say you hate your job. It's making your life miserable. What about the job do you hate? Is it what you're doing? Are you just working for the paycheck and it's not really your calling? Is the problem who you're working with, the pay, the hours? Do you throw out the baby with the bathwater and quit? Or is there some small change that could turn the situation around entirely? Sometimes just a change of perspective can do the trick. You consider your boss to be very difficult to get along with, and she's driving you to the point of quitting. So you go in to deliver your resignation, and when you do, she breaks down in tears and tells you that her child has cancer, and she's trying to hold it all together at home, at work, and at the hospital. How could that change how you feel about your situation? Compassion towards yourself and others is often key in accepting a situation. And speaking of compassion, most of us need a big boost of self-compassion and self-love. Dr. Michelle May says, "If there's something you'd like to change about yourself or in your life, do it because you love yourself, not so you'll love yourself." I see the need for this compassion in another familiar situation. Clients who come to me for help with weight management, thinking if they could just lose the weight, they would finally be happy. They hate that they are fat. They don't want to accept it. They want to be thin now, and they're angry that they aren't. Once again, not to sound cold, but it is what it is. Ask, what can I learn about myself? What is this thing I don't like trying to tell me? If I'm overeating or eating when I'm not hungry, which is causing me to gain weight, I'm obviously trying to comfort myself about something that is wrong with my life. Coach Kate Larson reminds us that unhealthy behaviors are the tragic expression of unmet needs. So what needs are unmet for you? Once you begin to meet the needs, the weight will begin to come off. Acceptance is the first step to taking charge of your life because you come to realize you're the one with the power. Now, once again, we're at our questions for pondering or jotting. So, and once again, I remind you, you may want to re-listen to the lesson, or if you're reading it, reread it. Sometimes it takes a couple of times for some things to sink in. But here's question one for this week. Get quiet, ponder, and list some things in your life or about yourself that you're having trouble accepting. Things that you dislike about your life, things that you're unhappy about. Two, what can you learn about yourself? What is this thing that you're unhappy about trying to tell you? Three, ask yourself how these external dislikes affect who you are and how others feel about you. Even though you're overweight, for example, are you still a loving wife and partner or mother? Does it affect how smart you are or how well you do your work? Do your friends and family still love you? How would the real authentic you be different if your external circumstances changed? How would the real authentic you be different if your external circumstances remained the same? And finally, question number four. What ghosts from the past are attached to these things you dislike about you or your life? How are you projecting the outcome of these things into the future? If you can let go of the past and the future, what baby step could you take to begin to make things different today? One of the things I'll remind you about with these lessons is it's great if you listen to what I have to say or what I've written, and it's wonderful if you look through the questions, but to really make a difference, it's so important for you to take the time to sit with yourself for a few minutes and answer each of those questions, maybe even only one question a day. Like I said before, you can think about it while you're driving, while you're taking a shower, while you're waiting for the kids to get done with their basketball practice. It's just a matter of thinking and sitting for just a few minutes each day. So anyway, I thank you very much for joining me for lesson number two. Be on the lookout for lesson number three, which will arrive in your inbox in a few days. So with love from your partner on the path, I say goodbye.